For the record, again, Chair Imason, members of the board, State Forest Sorority, I'm James Short, and I'm here to before you to talk about agenda item 3, the agency biennial budget policy packages for 2019-21 biennium. The purpose of this agenda item is to provide you with an update on the department's 2019-21 biennial budget development plan and seek the board's input. If you recall, at the January 2018 board meeting, I presented to you and sought your approval of the set of guiding principles developed by the agency's executive team for the 2019-21 budget development. Today, I would like to share with you, at a high level, the agency's leadership's initial thinking of the policy option packages that have been developed based on our assessment of the current and expected situation and the establishment of the budget development guiding principles. This is a preview to the June board meeting when the agency will be providing you with the specifics on the policy option packages, the dollars, positions, FTE, and service inputs. For clarification purposes, policy option packages are additions we are seeking to our current budget. We are seeking these additions because we believe we need these resources to do our job and to deliver our services effectively. Again, at the June board meeting, the board will get to review the policy packages in detail. And then the board will give their final approval of the 2019-21 agency request budget at the July 2018 board meeting. Let me draw your attention to the budget backgrounder, which is attachment 1. This attachment provides a description of the policy package concepts as we have them today. I will summarize at the program level of each of these packages. And we have several division chiefs here in the audience to answer any questions that may arise. So for the fire protection program, we are proposing one policy package, the fire season severity resources. This is a routine ask. This package seeks general fund, as we have been doing in previous biennium, to pay for supplemental firefighting resources, for example, air tankers, helicopters, and ground resources during high fire danger. The funds would be recommended as a special purpose appropriation in the governor's budget. The agency would have to appear before the state emergency board to request these funds at a later date. The next policy package is the agency-wide agency strategic initiative. Doug Graff, division chief of the fire protection program and the initiative coordinator, will be here to discuss this topic in detail as the next board agenda item, and I'll have him provide the details of the package. For the state forest program, we are proposing one package: short sale, other fund limitation increase. As part of ongoing business improvement initiatives, log source sales have emerged as a means to increase financial outcomes for the state forest program. ODF sells traditional timber sales to a single purchaser, and they hire the logger. With the source sales, ODF hires the logger and sells the logs by species, length, grade, and diameter to multiple purchasers. This approach aligns with industry standards, increases our bidder pool, and geographically expands our log market. These outcomes increase revenue generation to the department and to the counties. This approach requires ODF to complete project work such as road construction prior to selling the timber. The department is seeking an increased other fund authorization for these types of activities. And finally, for agency administration, the agency is proposing one package: agency deferred maintenance and capital improvement. During the 2017 legislative session, Senate Bill 1067 passed, requiring all state agencies to include at least 2% of the current replacement value of the agency's buildings and infrastructure for deferred maintenance in the agency request budget. To conclude, the department recommends that the Board of Forestry review and provide input on the initial concepts. And based off your input, the department will refine the biennial budget concepts and present them to the Board of Forestry at the June meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? And note that, as was just mentioned, we'll next get into the in more deeply to the agency-wide request and have an opportunity to provide input on that. And then this assumes that in June we'll have an action item on moving these items forward. So any questions or comments at this point?
I have one question. Okay. It's probably directed to Peter. As we've been working through the State Forest Management Plan and the financial viability aspects of that plan, there's obviously been various ideas of how to look at a different suite of revenue to support State Forest Management. And we're not proposing that here. At the same time, I appreciate that the agency initiative potentially has a positive impact on the staffing for the State Forest Management Plan. Is that the primary thinking there in terms of connecting the dots?
Based on the Secretary of State report, you know, it's an agency initiative, and we're pretty clear about that. It's not a fire initiative. And one of the impacts the Secretary of State notes is the increased workload in fire is impacting both state forests and private forests and agency administration. It's affecting all of ours. And as you'll see, as Doug discusses this initiative, it's across all of our divisions. So we decided to talk about sustainability of us as an organization as a whole. And so we've decided to focus on that and focus on people, which is our primary resource here, rather than focusing another attempt to go after, say, recreational funding for State Forest as a policy option package.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Chair Imason, members of the board.
Thank you.
Thank you.